you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Happy Friday, everyone. It's Friday, January 15th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran, and on today's show, the home of the world champion LA Dodgers is now a site for mass vaccinations. It's one of several opening in LA County over the coming days, and we'll talk about how workers are getting ready for this massive undertaking. Then, Disneyland also joins the effort to get people vaccinated, but the announcement comes with some disappointing news for fans of its annual passes. Starting Friday, Dodger Stadium is open for mass vaccinations. It's one of six large vaccination sites opening around LA County, with the other five coming online Tuesday. It's all part of an ambitious campaign to get hundreds of thousands of health workers immunized by the end of January. KPCC's health reporter Jackie Fortier looks at how workers are prepping for this effort.
The first thing you notice in the Dodger Stadium parking lot isn't the view of downtown Los Angeles or the swaying palm trees. It's the bright orange traffic cones, more than 20,000 of them dotting acres of black pavement to keep cars twisting and turning through long lines on their way to the COVID-19 vaccine. LA Deputy Mayor Jeff Gorel says for once, the traffic is intentional.
Bumper to bumper traffic lined up and slowly snaking their way through the sea of cones.
It's a technique they perfected when Dodger Stadium was a testing site.
We were testing over 10,000 people a day here, but really the future is with the vaccinations.
This week, workers were assembling carts that will help health workers move among the cars with multiple doses of vaccine. Switching Dodger Stadium from testing to vaccinating is part of an effort to speed up California's painfully slow vaccine rollout. The state received the most doses of any in the country, but has only administered about a quarter of its supply. Gorel hopes Dodger Stadium will help change that. Staff will vaccinate 12,000 people a day.
We've begun to develop some plans to possibly go to 24 hours a day if we have both the team members to staff it as well as the vaccinations coming in to support a 24-hour operation.
That may sound like a lot, but Karen Michaels, an epidemiologist at UCLA, says it's just not fast enough.
We'll have to try to do better.
She says mass vaccination sites like Dodger Stadium are a good start, but LA County has 10 million people, roughly the same population as the entire state of Georgia. Officials, she says, need to think bigger.
We need Dodger Stadium, and we need probably 10 times or maybe 20 times Dodger Stadium. Convention centers need to be transformed into vaccine sites. We need to be much more ambitious.
Right now, there are 75 vaccination sites in LA, but even with those in place, LA health officials estimate it will be summer before they start vaccinating healthy adults. Michaels says faster vaccinations are urgent because of the new, more contagious variant.
We are running out of time. We need to get as many people vaccinated as we can because this new mutant is so infectious that it could really make the situation that is already very bad even worse.
She's talking about the current COVID surge that's hammering LA hospitals. Intensive care unit beds have been full for weeks. Administrators are teetering on implementing battlefield triage medicine, where care is given to people more likely to survive. And on top of that, about 15,000 Angelenos are testing positive every day for the virus. Michaels says the only way to stop it is to vaccinate.
The vaccine is not going to do anybody any good if it's sitting in the freezer. So it needs to get into the people.
Local health officials are under pressure to open up vaccines to people 65 and over, which was okayed this week by Governor Gavin Newsom. But LA County's size means they still aren't through health workers, says County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer.
Our estimate is that there are between 700 and 800,000 healthcare workers that qualify to be vaccinated in phase 1A. It's a big number.
So for now, only health workers will be inoculated at Dodger Stadium. It joins other super vaccination sites like Disneyland in Orange County, where Californians used to go for entertainment. Now they go for treatment.
And speaking of transformation, Disneyland has also been turned into a mass vaccination site. And with the pandemic still raging, the theme park decided this week to put an end to one of its popular annual pass programs. KPCC's Mike Rowe has more.
Disneyland announced the end of their annual pass program. It's been a particularly popular option for local theme park fans, but with the park closed for the past 10 months due to COVID-19, it's been a long time since they've been able to pop in for a ride and a churro. Disney blames the program's cancellation on the ongoing uncertainty of the pandemic, along with limitations around reopening their parks. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel for those worried about their mouse-eared futures. Disney promises a new membership program is in the works.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and stay up to date with the latest news. Just tell your smart speaker to launch LAist or get LAist delivered right to your inbox at laist.com/newsletters.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.